If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023, but let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Not even Peyton and Eli could save the first half of Monday Night Football, or really the pall that was cast over the field there in the desert. Actually, the site of Super Bowl 57. Is it 57? I think it is. Coming up. Third play of the game. Third snap of the game for the Arizona Cardinals. Their third play of the game. And we see Kyler Murray go down in a heap on what was a non-contact as he runs a play or executes a particular skill that we've seen him execute countless times, both in college and in the NFL. It's the sucky part of this business, and certainly the sucky part of being a professional athlete, the injuries. It is the injuries that always tempered the enthusiasm. And I can only imagine how Kyler is feeling now and how his teammates are feeling. Even if they had no designs on making the playoffs this year, the schedule, the rest of the season looks a whole lot different when you've lost your starting quarterback. The reports are that he has a torn ACL. That's coming from multiple sources, that there's little doubt that he has a torn ACL. Not confirmation yet. But again, when you're talking about a non-contact and a knee injury, and the way that he stepped and the way that he fell, the pain that he was in, those are telltale signs. Though it seems like this year we've had a fair number of injuries that we thought were season ending or that were believed to be season ending and didn't end up as dire, didn't end up as serious. So we'll wait to find out for sure on Tuesday. But happening as early as it did in the game, and if you're watching, or if you were late to the game, you missed it. But if you were watching, there was a Patriots player who was standing over him right away, started yelling for the training staff. I happened to have the Mannings on, Peyton and Eli. They were still solo, or they were still a duo. They hadn't been joined by Joe Burrow, but he was on pretty quickly after that. And their reaction, too. It's really tough. Tough to swallow, tough to handle, tough to keep moving forward if you are the Cardinals. And it has been a brutal couple weeks for injuries. And while we're talking quarterbacks, specifically for QBs, we're going to give you the latest on the injuries that were suffered on Sunday. What we know, some good, some not so much, some still in limbo. That's all part of Monday during NFL season, and in this case, a Tuesday, the morning after, if you will. If we were resetting our Monday mortification poll or asking you which team had the most to be miserable about, the poll is still live. you're certainly welcome to write in your own votes. But if we were to reset, I suspect the Cardinals would be part of it. But you can vote or you can send us your own suggestions. We had a bunch of you actually that wrote in and said the Dallas Cowboys needed to be in this poll. We don't generally put in teams that win, though sometimes we do. Last week, there was the rare exception when Jimmy Garoppolo was lost. Little did we know, Brock Purdy. When Jimmy Garoppolo was lost, even though the Niners beat the Dolphins, we did include them in the poll. A couple of fans took exception to that. But if I was a member of the Niners fan base, I think at this point last week, I would have felt miserable and morbid and morose over the prospects of moving forward and trying to chase another Super Bowl ring. Be the first one in a long time, right? But in hindsight, at least the first week and a half, it's been pretty, I shouldn't say a week and a half, I really should say a week. Given this first week, it's been pretty cool to see Brock Purdy step into that role and show no fear and show that he has a good handle on what the Niners offense looks like and is supposed to look like. So in hindsight, but we're dealing with emotions here and reaction. Our teams leave us moody. So it's actually when I was posting the podcast, I was using the question of what mood did your team leave you with on Monday? So if you were mortified, melancholy, manic, well, then you should take the poll. So we gave you Buccaneers, Giants, Titans, Seahawks. And we're looking for your votes for the next couple hours on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. You can also find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Lots of traffic today, of course, Twitter traffic. And this interesting little option that popped up on the left side where you have the various icons that go along with Twitter. Have you guys seen this? It's a subscription version of Twitter that requires $8 a month, a limited time offer, which means if you don't take advantage of it now, it may cost you more. Blue subscribers. And this means you. Blue subscribers with a verified phone number will get a blue check mark once approved. And how about this? Not only do you see half the ads, not only can you post longer videos and get early access to, I don't know what, to select new features. Maybe that includes the edit function. I think that would actually push a lot of people toward blue subscribers. But, oh yeah, here we go. Here, I just did the drop-down menu. This wasn't available earlier, or at least I didn't see it earlier. Here are the new features that Twitter will soon be sharing with the Twitter Blue Labs. Oh my gosh. Edit the tweet. Edit a tweet up to 5 times within 30 minutes, though. I guess that would have helped John Heyman. NFT profile pictures. Meaning you can use the NFTs that you've purchased, which I've never done that and never will. And you can use them as your profile. And then your favorite moments with full HD video. But it's not, that's not all. This is the feature that I kind of was taken aback by. Because this is Twitter manipulation, right? It's the algorithm. It's similar to what Facebook does. With a Twitter Blue subscription, you can rocket to the top of replies, mentions, and search. Meaning that if you are a Blue subscriber, your tweets are prioritized. Wow. So it's not your newsfeed that's chronological. It's not your newsfeed or a search that's done that is equitable. Nope. If you are a Twitter verified or Twitter subscriber, Blue subscriber, all of a sudden you get top priority, which again is what annoys, well, one of the things that annoys me about Facebook. Facebook is there's many things. It's a quagmire. But in the case of this new Twitter feature, you all can buy your checkmark and you can get your tweets to go straight to the head of the class. Front of the line, baby. It's not worth $8 a month to me. Is that bad? Twitter already causes me enough headaches. It already causes me enough consternation. I'm not signing up and paying extra for that. If they want to take my check mark, please feel free.
See, one of my issues is half the ads. If I'm paying for it, why not get, I want no ads. I don't want half the ads.
That's your issue? Yeah. Not the fact that all of a sudden your tweets would be at the top of the line when people search?
That's annoying, just from someone who, I'm not going to buy that, obviously. And I don't really care who does. Like, so people are just going to, I'm going to see their tweets, I guess. But if enough people do buy it, then what does that even get you? Right? Because everyone's tweets who bought it is just going to be rocketed to the top. You're going to be drowned out by all the other blues.
Interesting to think about which companies might pay for it. Will there be media companies out there or other companies that have nothing to do with media that want their employees or they want colleagues to be prioritized so they pay for it? I don't think our company will. Our company pays for nothing.
Absolutely not.
In fact, our company expects us to pay for things. But
We'll pay the $8 a month.
No way. There's no way.
Maybe like a Starbucks or something like that, like a McDonald's corporations.
Well, right. Or if you're talking about a company that has a PR department and they want that PR department to get priority. So they pay for the blue subscription service for Twitter accounts that they think need higher profiles, if that makes sense. Or even a media company. Not necessarily ours. Definitely not ours. Or not for us. Maybe for more important people in the company. Just definitely not us.
But then they have this whole new thing with the verified. So,
well, that's what it's talking about.
Right, but this is Twitter Blue. Remember we saw that other thing a few weeks ago that has the Twitter Blue and that, like, what was that thing that was under?
No, this is it.
That's it?
This is it. Yeah, this gives you the blue check mark and is the subscription service.
Dangerous.
Yeah, the blue check mark. So anyone can buy it. I have noticed more and more check marks that are popping up. So yeah, not me. If you see me lose my check mark, well, you can have it. You can take it.
The edit button is nice, though. I think that's their best draw.
If you proofread before you post a tweet, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, apparently, but tell that to John Heyman.
Oh, okay, Jay. How many times do I say, Jay, there's a typo in our poll?
And if I had an edit button, it wouldn't be an issue anymore. It'd be great. I think that's their best draw.
Then I think you should go ahead and buy it.
Oh, no. But I just think that's their best draw. That's all I'm saying.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Week 14 is now officially in the books. I did watch a good chunk of Peyton and Eli. I think I changed the channel right before halftime, but I enjoyed the conversation with Joe Burrow. He's fun. He's a lot more lively when he is away from a press conference. And I don't know if you all saw this. In fact, Jay, if you could find it on social, we can either use the audio or we could just share it on our show Twitter account. Did you guys see this video that went viral of a Bengals fan, also a Joe Burrow wannabe girlfriend, who had her wisdom teeth out? So I suppose she was under the influence of painkillers or maybe just the laughing gas, the anesthesia that they give you when they do your wisdom teeth. She was in a lot of pain. She was very emotional. She was crying over the fact that Joe Burrow had as a girlfriend. And then also was talking about how it was great for the girlfriend, but terrible for her. And she finished up by saying something along the lines of, where I don't even want to quote her now, but it was something along the lines of, I go for ambition, others go for looks. Something like that. Have you found the video? Her name is Hayden or something like that. Any chance you want to play it? Are we allowed? Because we can play the audio. It's really funny. She's crying. Oh, that sounded terrible. She's crying about the fact that Joe Burrow's not her girlfriend. and that Joe Burrow's already got a girlfriend.
Joe Burrow's jersey came in handy today.
I didn't wear the pretty one because I didn't think I should.
Well, I wouldn't want you to get that one messy. What's wrong, sis?
I know he's got a girlfriend. And I'm happy for him. But I'm not happy for me. In that situation.
You love Joe Burrow, don't you?
Wait, no, there's more. Where's the part about him being ugly?
You only gave me like 20 seconds. I'll get the rest of it, but that's what I got right now.
Oh, okay. I mean, that part is funny and all, but the part about him being ugly and she likes him anyway is the best part. Anyway.
He's pretty, but dang it, he's talented. And let's be honest, I go for ambition, not look. We play the Titans on Sunday. Jamar Chase isn't even a sure thing, and I miss him. But then, even if we get past that one, well, then we got the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, and he's so good, and everyone knows it.
Okay, I've had enough. What's her name again? Hayden?
Haven Wolf.
Haven Wolf. Okay. The best part is that, let's face it, I go for ambition over looks. So Peyton and Eli played this video for Joe Burrow when he was on their broadcast, and he says, I'm pretty sure she just called me ugly. Oh my gosh. It was so funny. So funny. They must have, well, I'm sure they have great producers who dig up this stuff, but apparently that video went viral. It's just that I spend no time on TikTok and Insta and all that jazz. And what about the sister who's egging her on? That's just wrong.
Yeah, that's like a trend for people when they get their wisdom teeth surgery and they don't even know what they're saying at all, to be filmed, which is horrible. Actually, when my little sister got her wisdom teeth out, the nurse didn't allow, she's like, no filming in here, no recording.
Well, good, because yeah. That's just wrong. If my family did that to me, I would be really mad.
Not nice.
I had my wisdom teeth out, and I mean, it's a rough go initially. Why the heck would a family member do that? Seriously, the crap that we pull on people we care about in order to get our 15 seconds of fame is really pretty disgusting. Also paying for a Twitter blue check mark. That's also disgusting to me.
Not ideal.
Definitely not ideal. I'm pretty sure she just called me ugly. But Joe's reaction was fantastic. All right, we're going to dive into, well, the two headlines coming out of Monday Night Football. Number one, Kyler Murray. Even as I have NFL Network up right now, I'm watching him crumple into a ball and then put the towel over his head because he was obviously very emotional as he was put on the cart. And we'll get the reaction from Cliff Kingsbury as well as Colt McCoy, who at least for the foreseeable future is the starter, the heir apparent there for the Arizona Cardinals. DeAndre Hopkins also pretty emotional about it too. Really just seeing Peyton and Eli and their reaction in the moment. Their facial expressions, their reaction, but then the stunned silence on the third snap of the game. So that's the big story to come out of the desert. But the Patriots did end a two-game losing skid, and they're back above 500, and at least at this point, are into the playoff bracket. Though still 4 weeks to go. 4 weeks, can you believe that? We're about to get inside the final month of the NFL regular season. Let's face it, I go for ambition over looks. That poor girl. I feel bad for her. She'll never live that down.
I know, he's got a girlfriend.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
And I'm happy for him. But I'm not happy for me.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's hard enough to be a girl. And then your sister does that to you? Oof. That would be grounds for excommunication. You can find us on social media. We're glad to have your votes for the, oh my gosh, that poor girl, mortified on a Monday. Mortification Monday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Play fake. Murray setting up, looking deep, now takes off, running to the right at the 35, at the 40, and dives to about the 44-yard line. A gain of 3 for Kyler Murray. And got an injured Cardinal. It's Kyler who went down very awkwardly that time as he tried to cut. Oh, no. Non-contact. He cut right, then tried to cut left, and just buckled. And there was a Patriot player right there who called to the Cardinals sideline to bring on the training staff.
Doesn't look good, but we'll know more in the morning. You see teams go through it every week, but you lose your starter on third play of the game. You know, kind of a deal. Non-contact, it's just tough to watch and see. And you got to be able to rebound and continue to play the game, though.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Arizona Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury reacting to what the Cardinals experienced right off the top, Monday Night Football. Yes, there was a game to play, ultimately outcomes that affect the playoff picture, at least for the New England Patriots. But all of it filtered through the lens of Kyler Murray could be lost, not just for the rest of this year, but on into next season. And that's the part that I hate for him. He wouldn't, if in fact the reports are accurate that he has a torn ACL, and there's always degrees to that, right? It could be partially torn. It could be fully torn. There could be other ligaments torn, which makes this a tougher and longer recovery process. But the idea, though, is that you generally aren't back to yourself, and he plays a position. He plays the position in a way that he's constantly cutting, moving laterally, he's juking, he's trying to get around defenders or away from defenders. He's always been a more dangerous quarterback because of how he moves with the football. And so in order to be able to do what Kyler Murray is used to doing, even if he's back on the field, he's likely not the same guy until a good year and a half, sometimes even 2 years have passed. But in terms of the surgery and the recovery process itself, just to get back on the field for your team to clear you, there are very few occasions where it's fewer than 9 months. And that's a very quick recovery and a physical body that just does what takes the rehab, takes the recovery so well immediately. But even then, you're probably not back to yourself. And Kyler Murray being back to the type of guy that he is, you would think it would take longer. And if we're in week 14 right now, think about where a year puts us. Into December of 23. That's a long time to be out. I always feel worse for guys who get injured late in a season, meaning a season ender, because it can take a lot longer to recover and could cost you most of the next season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Third snap of the game for the Cardinals. Dave Pasch with the call on Cardinals Radio. So instantly, Colt McCoy is called on in the middle of a drive to step in for Kyler.
Tough, right? I mean, you never want to see that happen to anybody. It's tough.
It hurt. Kyler put a lot into this. He's been preparing his butt off to get back after the hamstring, so for that to happen, I hate that for him. I know he'll recover and get back to himself.
You can hear it in the tone of DeAndre's voice, even if you can't necessarily hear the words. We did boost it as much as possible, but it's tough. Both he said, as well as Colt McCoy, you hate that. He'll handle it as best he can. He'll push through it. He'll recover. He'll return. That's all great optimism, but it doesn't make it any easier to handle in the moment. Even the Patriots, like their great linebacker Matthew Judon, feeling it for Kyler.
You never want to see that. You never want to see that, especially a non-contact. I'm praying for him. I'll be walking around the field before pregame and just try to bless the field and say a prayer. And you just never want to see a guy like that go down, especially a talent like that in the NFL. So I just wish him a speedy recovery. I hope everything's fine. And, he just kind of tweaked it, and he'll be back on the field sooner rather than later.
I hope that is the case, too. It would be almost a miracle, but I hope we get something positive. For instance, with Deebo Samuel on Sunday, the Niners wide back, as he calls himself, the hybrid, it seemed like right away when he got hurt, he was really emotional, as was Kyler. And the fear, maybe even the thought, is that it's a knee ligament almost immediately. Well, it turns out with Deebo, it's not a knee ligament. It's not his knee at all. It's a high ankle sprain. And the Niners are hopeful. They, in fact, expect him to be back in the regular season. I shouldn't say it's not a knee at all. It's an MCL sprain. It's not an ACL. It's not a season ender. And at least what I heard initially is that it's not one that requires surgery. Again, that can change too. With Von Miller, his wasn't expected to be serious, and then it turned out he had a torn ACL. So it can go both ways. But yeah, they were very anxious at Niners headquarters. They were worried that this was a devastating injury and that it would be similar to what happened with Kyler. But he only has a sprain and then a sprained ankle. No broken bones. And they do expect him to return at some point during the regular season. Which is great news because there's only a few weeks left. And so sometimes it can be best case scenario. Still hoping that is the situation with Kyler. Though in the building, they are fairly sure it's a torn ACL. That comes from multiple reports. In fact, the quote to ESPN was little doubt that it's torn. Certainly was a game to play. Patriots desperate for a win, trying not to see their losing streak go to 3 games so they would fall below 500. And as I was watching the game and then listening to the reaction between Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner on Westwood One, I was thinking, man, you take the points however you can get them. This Patriots defense has been the reason they've won at least half their games, if not more than that. And yes, they are above 500. And yes, right now they're part of the AFC playoff picture. Man, that defense is going to have to keep doing work. Really flexing its muscles in the second half. So we'll get to the touchdowns, the takeaways, the reaction from the desert as we wrap up week 14. Whoa. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I still have a blue check mark, but not for long. It's like what the NFL stands for, not for long. Also on our Facebook page, and I did not forget about you all. We do have the M&M jar. We're going to take a video of it in these next couple minutes, I think. Jay and I are playing. We're trying to be creative with it because, you know me, I like to do creative stuff. I just can't implement all by myself. So our M&M jar, you get to guess the number of M&Ms in the jar to win an After Hours t-shirt with a picture of my dog on it. Seriously. It's, I feel like, the perfect gift that you would give yourself at the holidays. So Jay and I will see if we can figure this out and make it a cool video that you'll want to watch again and again. And guess, we're going to give the top three closest guessers a t-shirt before Christmas. Well, at least we'll have it done before Christmas. I will attempt to mail it to you right after the first of the year. I just love that noise.
It is soothing.
Have you eaten any of the M&Ms? Because I left you alone with the jar for a couple of minutes.
I haven't. I haven't yet.
You haven't yet? What do you mean yet?
No, I just haven't. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Did you eat the mocha cinnamon blondie that I gave you?
No, that actually I haven't.
Oh my gosh. Jay, he's very fickle. He only eats baked goods when I don't want him to eat baked goods. And then he has to have all the baked goods. And I just wanted you to take a bite of it so you could tell me if you liked it or not.
But I wanted to do it properly. I wanted to heat it up. I wanted to put the ice cream on it. That's the way it was. What's the word I'm looking for?
You're like a garbage disposal, and yet somehow you want to eat that properly?
Yeah, because it's the first time I've ever had it. And you're looking for a real review, so I want to give it its justice. Give it its due diligence.
Okay. Boys, it's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Mac Jones works from the shotgun. Two receivers left. The tight set right with Henry, the tight end. Shotgun snap to Jones. Delayed game. Harris runs it.
Run.
In the middle. Big hole across the five. Forward diving. Touchdown. Patriots. He scores in the grasp of Jalen Thompson. And New England takes the lead.
McCoy under center. Connor the deep back, and it's a run play up the middle. Connor down to the five, pushing his way to the two, diving to the one, and close to the end zone when they call it a touchdown. They do! What a run by James Connor! Looked like he got stopped at the five, but just powered through some arm tackle attempts, dove for the one, and ended up hitting Pater. And the Cardinals take the lead.
Off the field, on the money, and after hours, it's time to talk football with Amy Lawrence.
In the desert, they still had a game to play even after losing Kyler Murray. And initially, may have been a little bit of shell shock, but the run game, James Conner speared run game for the Cardinals, allowed them to come back in this game after the Patriots had scored a touchdown. They were able to answer. And so late in the second quarter, we had a pair of rushing touchdowns, and Arizona, because of the virtue of a couple of field goals earlier, was up 13-10 at the half. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It was really funny to hear Peyton Manning talk about how he had no idea what deferring meant until he ran into Bill Belichick coach teams early in his NFL career. And that this is what Belichick does whenever he can, meaning whenever they win the coin flip, he always defers so that they can get the ball to begin the second half. And Patriots made good use of it. A 71-yard march that consumed nearly 5 minutes and a field goal that tied it. And that's when the defense clamped down. On the very next possession for the Cardinals, they go for it on 4th and 6, which is interesting. Colt McCoy tried to air it out to Hollywood Brown, a deep shot that was incomplete. And right away, the Patriots get the ball back. Now, they go 3 and out. So at this point, maybe it's Cliff Kingsbury looking at what he sees in the Patriots offense and thinking, okay, I'm not worried about giving them the football at midfield. I'm not worried about giving them a short field because their offense isn't showing me a whole lot. And I believe that's fair. If you consider the last couple of games for the Patriots, that's probably fair. It's the defense, though, that not only was able to stop the Colt McCoy-led offense, but then came up with a couple of lethal plays in which it was...
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Defense to offense instantly.
First and 10, shotgun snap to McCoy. Here's a shallow crossing pattern. It was caught by Hopkins. Hit at the 20, dropped the ball, picked up 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Grabbed and taken in by Raekwon McMillan. Hopkins fumbled the ball on the sideline on a shallow cross. McMillan vacuums it in, takes it the other way.
That's Doug, big hit Doug, and Quan getting, you know, busy on there. You know what I'm saying? He looked like a running back out there, but... You know, it was just great, man, a momentum changer, you know, when we needed it, put points up on the board and defense, you know, we just out there, you know, playing for each other and it was great.
They definitely do love to make the big plays. And Josh Uche, he actually had 3 sacks among the 6 recorded by the Pats defense. And the linebacker then had a front row seat to see Kyle Duggar, Doug as he calls him, force the fumble with DeAndre Hopkins and Raekwon McMillan pick it up and take it back 23 yards for a touchdown. And I say, beggars can't be choosers. If you're the Patriots, points are hard to come by. You take them however you can get them. Kevin Harlan with the call on Westwood One as the Pats break the 13 all time, middle of the third quarter. This comes after the New England 3 and out. And then right on the heels of that drive, you've got another defensive stop in the form of an interception by Marcus Jones. Of course, he's had a couple of those that are huge, right? So the fumble return for a touchdown, boom. Cardinals get the ball back, only to see it rudely ripped away via the interception by Marcus Jones, which then gives the Patriots another shorter field.
First and goal to go, looking to expand the lead. Strong off the left hip. Jones takes the snap. A give to Pierre. He runs up the middle. Lowers the shoulders. Dives in. There's a flag on the play. Now it's a touchdown, Patriots. Hopkins split left. Patriots with 4 defenders back at the 40-yard line. The snap wastes time. McCoy drops back. Judon pressure. McCoy slides right. He's pressured by Wise now. Goes back to the middle. McCoy is sacked. Finishing him off on the play. Uche. The third man there for the Patriots, Josh Uche.
So Josh Uche is everywhere in this game, and it must have felt like the Patriots were playing with 12 or 13 or 14 against the Cardinals in that second half. Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak on Patriots radio. 6 sacks, 9 extra QB hits, and a couple of takeaways. That's what the Pats defense was able to do. Over the course of this game, you couldn't have asked for much more as they're desperate for this win.
I thought they did a pretty good job tonight. You know, they had, again, a lot of firepower, and, you know, Arizona moved the ball, but fortunately we got a couple red area stops and you know, didn't get much in the second half, so it was good.
The defense obviously scored a touchdown for us, which was huge to kind of give us that lead there. And, we want to score more points. So we'll watch the tape and see what we can do better, as always. And biggest thing is get the win, right? That's all we came here for. And every day you have to fight to win. So that's what we're going to do.
Mac Jones so mild-mannered in his press conference. But do you know, for the second straight game, he had to answer questions about dropping F-bombs and being caught on camera. Now, he last week, and this was also something the Mannings talked about, last week he was ticked off about the quick game, right? And the way that they were operating in the quick game. He didn't like it. And he dropped a few words that cannot be repeated here on the show, nor could they on the Monday Night Mannings, which Peyton had fun with. Well, in this game, he was just kind of screaming in general, again, using his new favorite word. And what he said was, I feel like we can sometimes play flat. I think we need a spark. We can come out flat, or we can operate without a whole lot of emotion. So it's Mac Jones, who by default, whether it's his personality or it's not, he's the leader. Is he an emotional leader? Well, he's trying to be. He's learning how to be. Sometimes that's what's required of quarterbacks and other captains, maybe, who aren't necessarily prone to yelling and screaming. But somebody's got to step up and do it. Somebody's got to be that emotional leader. And we've seen Mac attempt to play that role the last couple of weeks. I don't know if it's working. I guess we'll find out over the course of the season. He's still a young guy, only 2 years in. But he's decided he wants to see a little more emotion out of the Patriots. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Probably not going to get a lot more emotion than this out of Bill Belichick.
Everybody's got a role, and when their number's called, you know, almost hopefully they'll come through for us. But these guys work hard. They all do. But certainly it's, you know, good to see some of the young guys, and, you know, even Schooler, Mitchell in the kicking game, and, you know, obviously the guys that scored the touchdowns, intercept the passes, like, they're easy to spot. Owen Zappi had some, you know, contributions a little bit earlier in the year when he played, but it really, it's, you know, just, it takes everybody, and you know, I thought we kind of had that tonight. We had everybody pulling tonight.
In this game, defense wins championships, so that's the main thing, just locking in and doing what we're supposed to do and everything, and whenever we are putting it all together in all three phases, we're definitely a hard team to beat.
The self-inflicted stuff offensively was really bad tonight. You know, the illegal shifts on big plays, you can't do that. That's just unacceptable, and we got to be better, you know, no matter who's out there operating, no matter who's in. You know, obviously, there's some guys that are backups that are getting a lot of time. We just got to execute at a high level, and when you have a chance to make plays, you got to make them.
We hurt ourselves tonight just situationally, you know, the shifting penalties that took away two explosive passes. You know, I missed Hollywood down in the red zone, kind of a scramble, almost created play. Really wish I could have that one back. We had our opportunities, right? We had an opportunity in plus territory right before the half to kick a field goal or get points, and we didn't do it. They finished the half with a field goal and started the second half with a field goal, and all of a sudden, you know, you're tied up.
Colt McCoy referring to the turning point for the New England Patriots as they take control in the second half. Not just the two takeaways, but how about holding the Cardinals scoreless on their own field? Hard to believe, unless you've been paying attention to this Cardinals team for the last calendar year. 1-7 at home this season. 1-7. 4-9 overall. Meanwhile, the Patriots moved to 7-6, and at least right now are in possession of a wild card spot. Though, can you believe it? We've got 4 weeks to go in the NFL regular season. Week 14 is in the books. The next game is Thursday, but then a triple header on Saturday. Whew. The NFL's got urban sprawl. It's starting to expand. It's going to dominate your holidays if you let it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.